In the new house is flowers. Thousands and thousands of flowers out in the field. And there are yellow flowers, there are purple flowers, there's multicolored flowers. They're beautiful. I was mowing the yard because it was out of control. I discovered something underneath the flowers. It looks like grass, but it is not grass. It is a sticker weed. And I was just at awe because it was a sticker weed. And I look, and then I see 100 sticker weeds. And then I look further, and there's 1,000 sticker weeds. And I could not believe it. I can't tell it apart from the grass. It looks just like the grass. So what did I do? Systematically eliminate them. I got on my knees and start pulling them out. Yeah, no thank you. Just can't do it. It's impossible. There's so many sticker weeds. I bled from every finger. Some of us are a little dull. We finally figure out that you can't do that. But the sticker weeds are weeds. They grow. They look just like grass. And the tassel is the soft, gentle little stickers that grow on them. And when they die, they turn so hard that they literally draw blood upon touching them. And they stick to everything. So sticker weed is maybe not the official name, but it sure is representative of what the little suckers are. So,
vampire plants.
they're just torturous. Well, and they get big, and they get bigger, and then once they're really big, you can see that they're sticker plants. And then they die, and that's when they turn hard and they stick into you. Well, today, I drew an analogy from this. I wanted to talk to you today about the wheat and the tare. So I truly understand the Bible better by getting on my knees, trying to eliminate these sticker weeds from my yard. Oh, and the yard is the yard. The front yard is the front yard, and the pasture is the pasture. I haven't even gone to the pasture, but just walking out in the pasture, your legs are covered in sticker weeds. So I have a lot of work cut out for me. But the Bible speaks specifically about this topic. It is a very powerful topic. And of course, it's more powerful because guess who said it? Jesus the Christ. Today, we will talk about Matthew 13, verse 24. You can turn there. We're going to read Matthew 13, starting in verse 24. This is the parable of the wheat and the tares. Well, wheat means righteous, and tares is judgment. The parable of the wheat and the tares is about the righteousness and judgment, which are also key concepts in this chapter. In the parable, Jesus compares these, the time leading up to the kingdom of God, to a farmer and his enemy, both planting in the same field. This led to the wheat and the tares. Well, the wheat and the tares grow right next to the wheat until the harvest. Do you know what a tare is? A tare is, it says, a noxious wheat. Weed. It looks just like wheat, and it grows, and it sucks the nutrients from the wheat, and it makes the wheat less, and it makes the distinguishing factor between them is almost nil. You can't see it. So if we can, please pick it up in verse 24, 13 verse 24. Another parable he put forth to them, saying. And when I see red in the Bible, it's just wonderful because these are the real words of Jesus the Christ. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sought tares among the wheat, sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, "Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? He said to them, an enemy has done this. The servant said to him, do you want us then to go and gather them up? But he said, no, lest while you are gathering up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Have you ever read the Bible and then thought, what if I lived right next to Christ and I heard this parable? Would I understand this? Because we understand what this means. Would I understand the words of Jesus the Christ as he spoke it? We know the disciples did not understand it, nor did anyone around him understand it. So, again, Jesus gave the meaning of this parable to his chosen disciples. And we'll pick it up in verse 37. We don't have to interpret this. Jesus the Christ gave us the answer. He answered and said to them, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Did you catch that? All the answers were just revealed by Christ in two sentences. The sower of good seed is Jesus the Christ. The world we live in, that's the field. Good seed is the first fruits, the elect, the sons of the kingdom, and who are righteous. The tares are the wicked people in the world, sons of the wicked one, and who offend and practice lawlessness. Sower of the tares is Satan the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. I don't know about you, but that is just mind-blowing that all of that comes from two sentences. The prophecy, it tells us what exactly it is. And now think of it again. The sticker weeds, the tares, they grow side by side. They look identical. They suck nutrients. They seek to overtake. Wow. Deception. And it's remarkable that God also tells us what's going to happen if you're a tare. Jesus identifies the good seeds as the sons of the kingdom. And there it is again, the word lawlessness. Lawlessness. Those who practice lawlessness are the tares. The ruler of lawlessness is the one that planted them. The King James Version also quotes Jesus using the phrase end of the world twice and end of this world once in his parable of the wheat and the tares. So this parable was about how God sows his truth in this world and prepares people for his kingdom. That's you and me being prepared for the kingdom. While Satan sows lies, produces people who pretend to follow God, but follow Satan instead. Many a times to this day, they don't even follow the false religions of the world. They want nothing to do with anything because they don't want to listen to anyone. To be truly ready for Christ's return, we must be sure we are living as he lived and doing what is pleasing to him. This can also serve as a sober warning to Christians to not fool themselves into thinking they are okay just because they attend church or consider themselves Christians. Satan is the master of deception. To be truly ready for Satan's return, we must be sure we are living as he lived and doing what is pleasing to him, Jesus the Christ. So here again is this parable of the tares. The world's is translated age in the New King James Version and our modern versions. From our passages that give more specific about God's time of judgment, it seems these passages are talking about judgment that will occur sometime after Jesus Christ's return. So think to yourself, I came up with two items, two lessons, two thoughts that turn, that distinguish between a wheat and a tare in today's age. And we talk about these a lot, but they are so true. Number one is entertainment. If you want to step away from God and fall, look at the world's entertainment. That is designed for one purpose. It is designed to pull you away little by little, to deceive you into thinking that the world's entertainment is okay. And it's getting so bad that, I don't know about you, but I find myself in the 1980s, some of the movies I saw, they're considered pretty okay now, but they were pretty bad back then. And I have to remind myself, whoa, just because they're bad then doesn't mean that they're good now. Once bad, always bad. And two is something called influencers. Now, I know what you're thinking. I know what an influencer is, someone that influences someone, right? Oh my, the world has now created a new job called influencer. And I'm like, oh, these little punks, they're gonna go away. And then I look at their salaries. Wow, no wonder this world is wanting to be lazy and not do anything. These people sit behind a screen and they dream up of things to make, and then they get advertisers to jump on their site. Now, I don't believe anything anyone tells me. I have to look it up for myself. So I did. I looked up their salaries. And I was shocked. These kids, literally, most of them are kids with no experience of how to survive life. They do dumb things, and people follow them because they want to see people doing dumb things. That's the world. And some people get paid $100,000 per post. Well, and I'm thinking economically, if advertisers are getting advertisements out, the advertisers are happy to pay the money because they're making their money. They're selling their product. Then you see popular people like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, who gets over $1 million per post. That's just mind-boggling. And then there's lesser people that I won't mention that I think that are just a waste of life. And they're making so much money. What do? Nothing. Anything good? Nothing. Do they do anything creative? No. And they are just thriving in this world. So those are things we have to be careful, because who are they influencing? The world. And we have to be cautious that they don't influence us. Little by little, we go away. And again, the point, one of the lessons I learned from the sower is that you can't tell the tare from the wheat. And that is very important, because Satan is the master of deception. So in conclusion, there is no if statement in what Christ spoke. Christ is clear as he tells us when the reaper will come. This message is repeated in the Bible, where Christ says, over and over, and preaches what? The kingdom. It's coming. The field of tares. The world is filled with people that are just not pleasant and that are following Satan and his influence. The wheat is precious to Jesus the Christ. It is his wheat. That is us, brethren. Let us focus on being like Christ. Avoid being that little sticker plant. Avoid being the tare.